All right, everybody, and welcome to American Illegals. Thank you very much for joining us. This is going to be awesome. This is one of my favorite moments. One thing is, hello, how's it going, guys?
How's it going, Richard?
How you been?
It's been a long week, huh?
Yeah, a lot of shows in between. Can we see Blanca already, Gambi? Yes? All right, good. Hi, Blanca.
Hi, let me introduce our host,
Blanca. How are you? Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit and tell us who you are.
Okay, so I'm Blanca Castro, and I represent Sky Presents, which is, I'm a female promoter, but I'm an entrepreneur, a female entrepreneur.
La sé de todos, güey.
De todo. Hago todo. Hago real estate, credit repair, insurance,
credit repair,
conciertos y eventos.
Lo que caiga.
Lo que caiga. That's so cool. Lo que haga el dinero.
That's dope, dude. Mm-hmm. That's a hustler.
Bar mitzvah, it's all of it.
If I have to, a bar mitzvah.
There's a poster of a luchona, bro. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. She don't quit. Awesome. Awesome, Blanca. So thank you very much for joining us. Like I was explaining to you earlier, the concept of my segment, and I always want to make sure that we deliver it in every show, and then we'll get dig into what we're doing, is acknowledging people that snuck into this country have made a difference. You understand? Thanks to the fact that they snuck in, not only did they make a difference, maybe their children make a difference, and even their grandchildren make a difference. So today I want to honor a lady that, thanks to the efforts that she took sneaking into this country, her and her husband, the struggles they went, buying a home, building a family, and then having a grandchild like Joe Luna, Joe El Cholo, the guy that I'm wearing right now, his grandmother snuck into this country. And thanks to that, now we're doing what we're going to do in a minute, guys. Thank you, Lidia. Gracias, señora,
gracias
por cruzar la frontera y arriesgarse y decir, voy a dar una mejor vida a mi familia. Thank you. We honor you because not only has Joe El Cholo inspired a million people, but he inspired me. Like, every day he would wake up and call me or we talked, it always kicked me in the ass telling me, hey, what the fuck are you doing? This guy with no fucking legs is hustling more than you. You know what I mean? So Joe El Cholo, not only did he inspire millions of people, but he really, truly inspired me. I am so honored to call him a friend. He was an amazing friend. And I always told him, I take care of you, Cholo, and I really admire you because I have very little friends, so the ones I do have, I will take care of. So, Lidia, gracias, señora. Yo sé que no más habla español, pero quiero darle las gracias. Hoy le damos el honor de American Illegal porque usted cruzó la frontera, se arriesgó y tuvo un nieto excelente que fue un ángel para muchas personas. Sí. Muchas gracias, Lidia. Se le agradece muchísimo de todo corazón. Que lo tenemos en el cielo, pero aquí lo seguimos recordando. So, what are we talking about today? I have a special, special fucking guest today. Blanca, tell me what we are doing. So, remember what I talked about Joe El Cholo and his grandmother and what she did. So, what are we doing now? And this is our friend. So, tell him a little bit about Joe El Cholo first.
Okay, so as far as Joe El Cholo, he was a comedian, a funny guy. Everybody loved him, his family, his friends. You know, the fans, you know, he made a difference with the community worldwide, actually. There's a lot of people that till right now, they still talk about him.
Yeah.
You know, he was an awesome person. He helped a lot of people overcome their, their medical conditions or disabilities so that they could go ahead and not feel the way that they were feeling, depression or anxiety or whatever. He would always go on the live. And he would always give us a great educating, live, basically.
Yeah, like a nice message, dude, that you would learn.
Always a nice message.
And the way he took life, like Joe, even though his life was really tough, you never saw it. He was always really cool about it.
Can I tell you something, though? I didn't even know. I knew about one leg, but I didn't know about his other leg.
Nobody knows about the other
leg.
I have a joke where you don't get on the Joe El Cholo show if you didn't know him when he had one leg. You know what I mean? Like if you don't know him that long, I don't want to talk to you right now. You don't know Joe El Cholo. You met him two legs missing? Nah, you ain't cool.
Everybody thought he was just trying to do that Cholo lean.
And yeah, I swear to God, bro. We thought that was just
cool, though, when he walked into the room. I'm like, damn, that's a bad motherfucker right there. Look at him. He don't miss a step.
He
takes his sweet time. He gets to the stage when he wants to. You know, he had that little, that little bop to him.
Yeah,
he was like,
bop.
He's like, coming to the stage, Joe El Cholo. And he just he just had that little bop. And then he got there when he got there. Yeah. And then he ripped it.
Yes. I hope we don't get kicked out of YouTube. But Gumby, can you look up Joe El Cholo, his song? We'll play it a little later. Just get it ready. Just get it ready.
We need to get that going. So let's do something for that song to play all the time. Only on YouTube. So we need to get it out on all platforms.
We're going to promote it. Is it already at iTunes? Is it on all different platforms? We should get it on all those platforms people can buy it.
Yeah. You know what I'll do is I'll now I can hear myself.
Yes.
So what I'll do is we'll set up the whole thing.
Let's discuss that after.
After, yeah.
Not right now, because we were going man, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We need that song.
yeah, we need that song. But just to let you know, he was a great person. He was a great person, a great individual, and not only that, but he was an amazing comedian too. So, what are we doing here today? I know this Saturday.
This Saturday, we're going to have a fundraiser. So, we've been working. Actually, we haven't told anyone at the beginning of all the project that we had started. We were trying to, execute it ourselves with, Isabel, his girlfriend, and his kids.
By the way, can we introduce Isabel?
Yes.
Isabel has been a big part of this guy. Hi, Isabel.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so this is Cholo's girlfriend. So, Isabel, I've known you, and I know when he met you, it was night and day. Like, I can see the happiness in his eyes, the hope. Like, he was literally out of a dark hole. So, thank you very much. So, I wanted them to see you, and maybe you want to tell us about this project. What happened? Get the mic closer to her.
When we started talking about it, it was just something.
Hold on. We have a call.
We have a call already.
Hold on. Who's it?
Sorry.
Hello? Hello? Is it going through? Yes? Hello?
Yo.
Sorry. Give her the headset. Give her the headset so she can hear, so she can answer. No, Isabel. What's up? What's going on? Our number one fan.
What is going on?
Dude. Man, if you don't call, bro, I don't know if I can sleep tonight. I'll be worried. What happened? What happened to our only fan? Come on, bro, our only fan. How are you, bro? Hello?
Right here, chilling at home, watching the Suns game, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Oh, yeah, they beat the Lakers game one.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we're here with Isabel. I don't know if you ever knew Joel Cholo. Did you, John? Hello?
Nah, I didn't know. Dude.
You know, it's okay. But he's a good friend of mine. He passed away last year.
He's a great comic.
Great comic, bro.
Oh, shit.
So today we're honoring him. This is his girlfriend. She's up here in the air telling us about the project. But let me ask you a question. Thank you very much for calling. By the way, we really appreciate you calling. But I have a question for you before I let you go.
Always, brother.
I have a question for you. Is there a center where you or anybody in your community can go learn how to be a YouTuber or how to be a recording artist or how to do videos or how to do editing or any of that?
TikTok, all that.
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of? All right, bro. And that's what they're trying to accomplish here, bro. So, John, thank you very much,
bro.
Hey,
that actually sounds pretty good, man.
That sounds like a good plan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Especially with right now, that's what everybody wants to be, man. My son just talks about, I want to be a YouTuber, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I mean, I don't know where, me as a father, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I mean,
hey, bro,
where can I send them?
Bro, my dad used to tell me, stop playing video games. You're not going to do shit with your life. And look at all these gamers now, bro.
Exactly.
I was good.
Hey, they're balling more than us, man.
Yeah. All right, bro. Thank you very much for calling, bro. Have a good one, man.
Thank you, George.
See you guys later, man.
Lakers in six.
Look up Joel Cholo on YouTube, bro.
You're going to love his material.
Yeah, good stuff. Funny guy.
All right.
I'll look up the Tocayo, man.
All right.
Thank you, man. Thank you, George.
So tell me, did I spill the beans? Is that what you guys are building?
Yes.
Yes? I'm so sorry. I wanted you to say it, but I mean, that is really what you told me you were going to build, and I think that's an amazing thing. And look at what he just said. That's why I asked him the question.
That's what we're doing. We're trying to make our kids, because I know my son wants to be an artist, and then my youngest one, he loves entertainment. So when Joe would be on his live, my youngest would be right there with him. And so doing all this, it's for the kids. You know, where the kids are the ones that are, our future. And they want, you know, especially when parents aren't able to take them to L.A., take them over here, they're able to come to Victorville, you know, mm-hmm. where it's, you know, not a lot of families can go that way. So
right.
Mm. One of the things that I really admired about Joe, that he took the stigma off the word cholo. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Do you understand?
Yes.
You understand what that is, to take a word like cholo and now make it a positive thing?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times he started his set too where I'm the good kind of cholo. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Right off the top.
Or you say, I'm such a good cholo, I made sure that everybody's car.
Classic, yeah. So you understand, like, he changed the perception of the word cholo to a positive spin.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you guys are opening up a studio, and they're going to say it, these kids are going to grow out of that studio, and they're going to become famous people, and they're going to say, Joel Cholo Studios, mm-hmm. that's what changed my life.
That's going to be powerful.
It becomes a dip, you know, till even in his death, he's already changing the stigma of a cholo.
Yeah.
It's a cultural thing. Some people are paisas. Some mm-hmm. people are cholos. Some people are rockers. But nobody crucifies a rocker. Nobody crucifies a paisa. But a cholo, they always deem them as bad.
That's true.
Which is a mm-hmm. culture. And that I learned that from Joe. He said, I dress like I dress because this is my culture, bro. This is what I grew up with. You grew up like a paisa, and I don't judge your fucking boots and hat. You know what I mean? So if I don't make fun of you, don't make fun of me. Or your tight pants or any shit like that.
Yeah. Joe did mention my tight pants a couple of times, but
we all
do.
We all do, bro. Yeah. We all do. Those are ridiculous.
I love that guy.
They're pretty snug. They're pretty snug.
He was. I love that guy. He was always. I mean, first of all, he was a great comic, and he was always somebody that was really positive. So no matter where I saw him, but we were doing comedy at whatever city and we were in, he always had a smile on his face, and he always had something positive and uplifting to say to me.
Well, he didn't have his legs.
Yeah.
But he had all of those other things.
But everything else.
Joe Cholo. She's giving you credit, homie.
Shout out, Joe.
Damn.
Sass.
All he needed was that one leg. You know what I mean?
Shit, he had two better ones, bro. Yeah.
No, he was a good guy, man. I remember the first time he saw me perform. He was this real nice dude. He pulled me to the side and he gave me some pointers, and I was like, man, thank you for helping me out. And to me, that's who he was. He was someone that always wanted to help.
Yes,
like even like the little guys, you know, like the younger guys and stuff like that. So even now, as he passed, he's still gonna be helping out like the little guys, you know. So he's leaving a legacy behind. So
yeah,
that's real dope.
So what do you guys need for this center besides a ton of fucking money? All right, switch it over to Blanca. All right. So if people are listening and people are watching, they go, oh shit, I want to do this. Okay.
All right. So when we decided to start with the idea of the center, it was kind of like I was like, okay, you know what? We need to do something incredible for him. So lots of ideas started coming through, you know. Mm-hmm. And one thing was an opportunity opened up. And when that opportunity opened up, at first it was kind of hard, right? So we were like, I was trying to.
You cannot be vague. You need to tell me what opportunity, what drug dealer came to you and said, hey,
talk to us.
Okay. So we haven't talked about any of this and how the opportunity came, but her sister came with an opportunity. Her sister, Elena.
Mm-hmm.
She has Upland Dental.
Yes, Upland. You can promote them if they're helping.
Yes.
Upland Dental.
Definitely.
Upland Dental, what's up?
They worked on this one.
Yeah, they're gonna work on these too. So that was the opportunity, and you know, she showed me the place, and I told her, "Oh my God, this would be great," you know. And so we started talking about it, and I said, you know, we spend a lot of money doing things, and you know, her son wants to be an artist too, and I'm managing him now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's lots of kids that never had the opportunity of a studio. Even my son, you know, I was a single mom. So if you really think about it, I couldn't afford a camera. I couldn't afford this, that. Right. You know, he wanted to be a YouTuber at that time. He was doing it with my phone and so forth. the point is he didn't do what he really wanted mm-hmm. to do due to finances. Right. So I told her, okay, well, what can we do to honor him, you know? And that's when we said, okay, we can build studios. And out of those studios, it could be for the low-income community, for the teens, and the
adults.
Not adults. Oh. So before 17. So until 17.
Adolescents.
Adolescents, yeah.
Adolescents.
So so we were, you know, we said, okay, so what can we do? So then I started visualizing when she showed me the facility. I was like, oh, my God, I fell in love with it. And at first, I was like, well, how are we going to do it? You know, it's so much of rent. You know, right. I have a mortgage and then here. And then so we were, like, kind of contemplating. And at first, I was like, oh. And then another opportunity came with another sponsor. And he helped out at the beginning. So shout outs to OCD's Party Rentals.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they came in and, you know, I explained them the situation. And so I felt a lot more comfortable with it, you know. Mm. But still, we used whatever income that we've been using to build. So we built already. So it's 7 rooms. We
wow.
haven't, yeah, we haven't nice, talked about nice, it, nice. Mm-hmm. But now we're talking about exclusively
good,
with you.
Good, good. Wow. Thank you so much. Yes.
We'll promote
everybody
the
brings the good news to American illegals right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you heard it here first.
Yes, definitely, you know. So it's 7 rooms, and nice. Out of those 7 rooms, we already did 2... We already did 2 studios. We yeah. built the soundproof rooms, the soundproof booths.
Nice.
And that's our first step for 2 of them. One of the other rooms, we made it into a photo booth. Mm-hmm. So that photo is going to have different props in it. So okay. it's more girly, one of them.
Okay.
And the other one's going to be more commercial, different kinds.
Yes.
Yeah, good idea. Diferente. Good idea. Uh-huh. Yeah, different kinds of props for that one.
Okay.
And then we have the other side because it's like a Y. Mm-hmm. So the other side, it's going to have another studio. And then somebody told us that they were going to donate a piano. So nice. We were thinking nice. Of putting that piano in the bigger room. And yeah. then we have the next room, which is our green room for the kids to learn how to do videography too. But at the same time, we will be using it and utilizing it for other projects as well,
right.
you know, so that the income can come in.
That's cool.
And it's the green room, and it's the video room, and then we want to do a podcast, too. Teach the kids about podcasts. Let them have yes. their own little radio podcast nice. Shows. Yes,
that's awesome.
You know, to give them yes. that opportunity. So when we started talking
wow,
about it.
Wow, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we started talking about it, we were like, okay, and then the backyard, what can we do? Build a little stage, build an area where they can eat, snacks, and the wall. They can, you know, we were going to dedicate it to the high desert. And then main different spots like L.A., like different stuff where we need an artist to actually come and blast it. And then we were going to leave.
I'm sorry. For the people that are watching and don't know what blasting means, that doesn't mean you go shoot the wall. You come and spray paint the wall.
Right, spray paint it.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. I have people that are going, what the fuck?
No, sorry,
that, you
guys.
Want money to do what?
Yeah, so basically, you know, do some artwork on the there, wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That represents positive images.
Positive.
I love it.
We were going to leave a part of it available so that, you know, kids can actually do artwork too, and then you know, once a month we'll dedicate it to them, and then again,
paint, again.
Paint it again, and somebody
come
else
graffiti
can come
our
in.
Walls. Don't go
yes.
somewhere else.
Yes,
yeah. That's perfect. Yeah.
yeah, don't get in trouble somewhere else. Just come here. And
just come here.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's what we want because a lot of the schools, sorry, a lot of the systems right now that I've noticed. I live in the Antelope Valley area, and this is the Victorville High Desert area, right? So what I've seen is that in the high desert areas, all these kids don't really have anything to do. It's either drugs,
meth.
Alcohol, meth,
oh,
jail,
sure.
or death. You know,
for
and
sure.
the few get away from all that. And, you know, because the parents have to drive downhill, they got to work. You know, they have to maintain the family and yeah. the and mm-hmm. the income. And a lot of these programs have closed down. So you don't have after school programs. I know when I tried to get my kids in, it was $150 per kid per week. That's $300. Ahí se me fue el cheque. Let's say that's yeah. a minimum wage. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
You yeah. There's no way you can afford to do this. And it's that's weird. Crazy. I mean, as a parent, I already know the prices. I'm looking at them. And even though I can afford them, I still see, dude, it's still tough. I mean, I can imagine only making minimum wage and trying to survive. Yeah. It's tough, but have you tried to talk to the city of Victorville?
So we were in the process of all that. It does take, with the city, we have not spoken down or sat down with, but it does take 2 years for us to get grants, you know? So we're in that process, but we started and we can't finish it with the help of others.
Others, yes.
Bottom line, I was trying to do it. We were trying to do it, but we can't.
And it's okay to ask for help, guys, because at the end of the day, really, the when I told my parents at the age of 16 I wanted to be a stand-up comedian, they told me I was stupid. They told me, oh, estás pendejo, a ver si con eso paga la renta, güey.
Yeah.
I mean, literally telling me that I wasn't going to do shit with that. But I think if there was a center, if there was a place where I can show him, and then, look, they're teaching us how to do this.
Yes.
They're teaching me how to shoot video, Dad. This is what they do. And look at these YouTubers. Don't tell me they're not making money. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the dad is not going to say, here's fucking $300, especially when I have fucking three kids, four kids, two kids. Now all of them want to do it. Am I going to tell one kid you can't have it, only this one?
Yeah.
Or whoever the smartest one is? You know what I mean? The center gives you an opportunity and also to hang out with people that have the same interests.
Yeah. And so, you know, this came to my head too. Just we started with the studio. We started with the... with the whole videography. We do have people that are going to do vocal lessons for free. You know, they're going to volunteer their time. They're going to volunteer their engineering skills. They're going to volunteer their camera photography, videography skills as well. But then I said, you know what? And I haven't told you yet, but I've been thinking about it.
Breaking news.
We need a comedy area. Yes, that's why it's music and arts, and let's bring in the comedy too, you know? Yeah. Like, there's a lot of funny little babies that are out there.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
But see, now it becomes a center, exactly what you wanted to build, where here comes Richard. He is willing to commit the next 6 weeks, every Monday. So if you want to take a six-week course on stand-up comedy, Richard's here to show you. Now, I donated 6 weeks. One Monday out of every week, out of 6 weeks, not a problem. Let me recommend somebody else that would love to come and do this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And those kids will finally go, oh, God, this is the guy teaching me? This is great.
Yeah.
And once those kids become comics, they have to give back. Yes. Meaning now you come back and you teach the kids from Victorville.
Yeah.
How to do stand-up.
I think that's what our main thing is. Like, that's what we want. We want everybody involved that was in his life, too, but also that wants to help out. And then to teach the kids that there is people that actually care about them besides their family and parents, you know, also.
I think it's cool, too, to kind of normalize the fact that stand-up comedy could be kind of a career. And so can YouTube and all these creative outlets, because I think, I don't know if it's like this, but with all of you guys, but I think we're all pretty much Hispanic in here. And like growing up in my household, it was like anything creative, it always just felt like, oh, you're going to be broke, or they never gave a fuck about it. Or like, dude, why don't you go clean the house? Why are you? You're painting. Póntese los trastes, you know?
Shit like that. Pero quiere colorear. Ahí canta el pinche Nintendo. You know? Now they're gamers. And I'm like, what the hell?
That's what I told my son, because I have one that's a nerd. Well, you know, that's college, and the other one that loves video games and... what's that, anime and all kinds of collectible thingies? Okay, so I tell them, if you don't want, like, school, like, later on, you better either be your artistic self, because he's an artist. He's doing, now he moved to, what do you call them? The painting of the, what do you call them? No.
Canvas?
Yeah, canvas.
Canvas.
Oh, it's because I always call it cannabis.
marijuana.
Exactly. It's like LED lights. I call them LSD lights.
LSD lights. Damn, we're in there. El que hambre trae en pan piensa. Whoever's hungry, it's all right. So, no, but it's good. The center, really, honestly, I think it, as a kid, and just like what I was telling Joe or Joseph online here, is that we don't get those opportunities. Really, we don't. And Victorville, I'm pretty sure, is even more limited to those opportunities. So the fact that those kids can go somewhere, and people that are watching, like, even if you're not a fan, but you understand the struggle. I mean, for me, I feel an obligation to give back because I knew how hard it was to get out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
So the fact that I was able to get out, build a family, create my own lifestyle on just stand-up, really lets me know, wow, nobody knows about this? Let me tell these kids. Like, I almost feel like an obligation to let them know you can make money.
It's almost kind of like being a part of creating a culture for the next the next people coming up, I guess, kind of. Because the culture, I mean, and I've talked about this before, too, a lot of, like, people, which like black people or Hispanics or quote-unquote minorities, I think a lot of us are raised with, like, it just get a job and just pay the bills and just be lucky you're working. But there's a lot of things that we could be doing. We could be, like, expressing our creative selves and making money overall just because people love supporting anybody that's creative. And, I mean, it's a whole new world, you know? So just creating that community where everybody has that mindset where it's like, oh, there's more to life than just having a job. And
if you want diversity... you really want diversity, if people really are looking for diversity, the only way we get diversity is if we educate Latinos in the film industry. You want to see Latino faces in television and film and in movies, then support the young kids that want to be actors, because by then the industry will have no choice but let us in. We're undeniable. Come on. You cannot give me the role. I am the best actor from Victorville. Do you understand? But we need to give them a chance, and we need to put the numbers up there. Kids that don't think they can become actors need to now start thinking, I want to become an actor. There's a there's a project that I really do believe in, and it was called Usual Suspects or Suspect Entertainment. Suspect Entertainment. Do you know who they are?
I think they're...
I don't know if they're still around.
I've heard... I think I know who they are. They actually get Latino actors, right?
No, they get Cholo actors.
Cholo actors.
And the more tattoos you have, the more we want you. Why? Because we created our own market. And Suspect Entertainment, and the reason I admire them is they said, okay, you want to portray us as Cholos? Then we're going to fucking cash in on that. Yeah. And here, not only am I going to give you a Cholo, but I'm going to get you an educated Cholo. And I'm going to get you a good actor Cholo.
Sus.
And that's what happened with Suspect Entertainment. Yeah. And that's what
they're
They're still out there. But you understand? So if you'd seen Training Day, if it wasn't for them, that scene at that house was never going to look like that.
Never.
You know what I mean?
Can't get a white guy to do that Wait a minute. Didn't they just recently do something like that with, like, Conejo in them?
Yeah.
What's his name? He persuaded himself to be... He even got...
A tattoo.
The food community fucks with them, though. The online, from
he's
what
an honorary
I see,
fool.
The food community fucks with them, I think.
Yeah. Well, he was kicking it a lot with, I hate to say it, but with Ramona Gardens, Hazard Gang.
Why do you hate to say it?
Well, because my baby daddy's from there.
Oh!
But I gotta give them a shout out.
The drama! No salió de
es que no salía de ahí.
Oh wow. Okay, that's all personal. He was kicking it with them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Then he gets the Mickey Mouse thing that goes like this, you know? I'm not putting it on there.
Don't put it on there. No way.
That's so funny.
You know, I was like, wait a minute, why did he get that tattoo? And then I started like seeing the reason behind all that, you know?
Then you're like, oh, I get it now.
She's beeping it with Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, I'm coming for you.
What you doing over there in East Los, homie?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, that's how we have to do the industry. Especially if you want to support something like this, this is great. And guys, L.A., Hollywood has enough options. They have enough options. How many options does Victorville have? That's what I'm asking. See, I know you. If they're watching this, you're supporting these. Nonprofits, I understand, but at the end of the day, like, for example, somebody came to me and I said, and they wanted to do something specifically for Latinas in cancer, and their nonprofit was directly helping them financially, how to pay bills, sometimes just how to pay the daughter so she doesn't have to go to work so she can help her mom just die comfortably at home. Yeah. So these services, Padres Contra el Cáncer, they're huge. Padres Contra el Cáncer are huge. And he says, Richard, you're doing a show for them. Do a show for us. Like, they have millions of artists supporting them and giving them millions of dollars.
Wow.
We have nobody.
Yeah.
Your little help goes a long way with us.
It does.
You're fuck. You're $3,000, $4,000 you grab that night and you gave to Padres Contra el Cáncer, that's going to pay for their limo to go home.
Yeah.
For us, that would pay for somebody's rent. So when I'm telling you this,
no, and I understand it.
You
fully.
Understand the concept. Yeah, even with,
I'm not gonna get into too much of the politics situation, but even with, like, if you really think about it, Black Lives Matter got so many billions of dollars in support from artists and actors and just everybody, and then you have the. Sorry, I got to bring it up. The kids in cages that not even the, when we went and did the marches, they didn't even want to cover us. And they said few hundreds, and we were not a few hundreds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They didn't want to cover that at all. Yeah. You know, we didn't have that much cover when we did that. And well, there was no this tampoco.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. That's a bigger monster.
Yeah,
that is like you got to understand, even Black people are going, well, I don't know, man. I don't know if all these Mexicans. We're like, we're not all Mexican, buddy.
No, we're not. I'm Salvadorian.
There you go. So there's from Honduras, no, Nicaragua, yeah. Panama. So.
But the thing is, you know, we support everybody. We help everybody yes, out.
Yes. So, but at the end of the day, same thing that Suspect Entertainment did is focus on your niche market. That doesn't mean that it's not a good market. A niche market meaning nobody else can do it but you. Mm-hmm. And if this, I mean, I really think even the logo itself, Joel Cholo, the fact that another kid that is a Cholo will go, hey, this is cool, bro. I'm going to do this. You understand? To make that choice instead of going to the streets and going, look, he did it. He was a Cholo too. He understands it's a cultural thing. And he understands when he walks in that door, he's not going to be judged for what he's wearing.
Yeah,
I mean, he inspired fucking another comic, Victor, to get a tattoo of this logo on his head.
I was like, pretty God, sick. I love Joel Cholo, but I don't know if I would have done that.
Well, you know what? We'll probably get it on our cat.
There's still time right here.
On the
right
cat. Right? I'm good, bro.
I'm going to get it right here on my neck. Hey.
How about I buy another t-shirt?
No, you got to get on your ankle next to the Tweety.
Oh, I got actually a tramp stamp of Baby Bo's Bunny.
Of course, of course.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God.
Nah, he was awesome.
So how can we help?
Okay. So basically, you know, we are asking everybody that's listening in, everybody that we've been inviting, you know, we have lots of people that are going to participate, but what we need is we need all those studios, you know what I'm saying, that are giving that they're upgrading. Donate your stuff. Donate the things that you don't need. If you cannot buy something new to give to us, at least donate something. We are grateful to receive any type of equipment. It does take a lot of money, guys.
It does.
Just for us to build, it takes money. But the stuff to actually get the studios running.
Just buying a chair for a kid to sit down.
It's you like understand? $80. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just to get him a chair, a so desk,
just
something
at least,
decent.
That's what we're asking for.
Richard got us chairs because we were complaining for the longest, and they were chairs are surprisingly expensive.
Yes. I was sitting on a bucket for a long time. Nobody knew, though.
Well, shut up. I've never had you on a bucket.
Yeah, no. my son's chair cost me almost $200.
Exactly. So these kids, it's just decent.
Yes.
Setting where they can sit down. There's a desk.
That's what we need.
There's a computer. You have old computers that donate. Actually, you told me you were going to give me Joel Cholo's computer. Donate it to the center. I don't know what they can use it for. All I wanted it for back is when comics come to me, for example, there's a camera. I'm going to donate it. When comics come to me, I tell them, okay, if you need this, get it. Like, if this is stopping you from making a video, go make it here. I don't need this equipment. Mm-hmm. So I do that all the time. So if you have a camera at home you're not using, bring it in.
Yeah.
Bring it to the center.
So that's what we're asking. We're asking for donations, whether it's monetary. You know, if you guys can donate, come on Saturday. We're doing our first fundraiser at McGay Sports Bar
McGee's,
and Grill.
Right?
McGee's? Is that how you say it?
McGee's.
I keep calling it McGay's.
No, McGee's. McGee's.
Okay.
McGee's Bar and Grill McGee's. In the city of?
Commerce, California. Commerce. Okay. McGee's. Okay, so McGee's. So come on down. It's going to be from 1 to 7, but we're also going to continue the party from 9 to 2. And everything that comes in from the proceeds from 1 to 7 is going to go towards our foundation. And half of the night event is going to go towards the foundation. And then also we're asking for mics, cameras,
Cameras.
Stools, desks, anything. Stools. Yeah. green screen engineer stuff. Yeah. You know?
That doesn't mean you bring your old shit from home and go, mete la hielera, güey, échale la cubeta esa, güey, tata, las llantas viejas, échale. No, we don't want your old shit. We want
some respectable shit.
Yes, guys, don't be dicks.
Earphones.
It's gonna be for kids, dicks.
Yeah.
Like, get it together. You know what I mean? Bring in some nice, at least clean it up, make it look nice too. Erase all this shit off the fucking laptop before you
bring it in. Give it in. Yeah. I was gonna ask you, do you guys have like a GoFundMe or anything like that?
So we didn't do a GoFundMe, and let me, I kind of feel like, how can I say?
You can be honest, goddammit.
It's just, there was a lot of conflict. When we did the whole fundraiser for him when he passed away.
A conflict, how?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's always tough when it comes to money and who's going to pay what and why. Yeah. What, how much
it wasn't with, you know, it was just things that shouldn't have been brought up. I didn't keep the money, just to let you guys know. I don't need to keep anybody's
Listen,
money.
Blanca.
Yes. No, it was equally, you know, given. And, okay. And you know, some of the stuff paid for what needed to be taken care of so that he could have, he had a good viewing with all the people that were there, you know, with food and whatever the expenses were.
Of course.
And then, you know, the rest went to grandma and some of it to the family, you know.
Okay. And that's fine. Listen, at the end of the day, nobody's going to be happy. When it comes to money, everybody's going to want to say something. And nobody knows how much shit costs that you paid for it. Mm. You understand? Like, nobody, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't raise my hand and say, I'm going to take care of this. So if you didn't raise your fucking hand to take care of the fucking problem, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Whoever had to go through that fucking headache deserves that and more. You understand? Mm. So fuck you. Yeah. Whoever has a problem with
I
that.
Won't I'll even be honest take, with it. Like, it I doesn't won't matter, even take a dollar from nobody. You know,
it doesn't matter. Did you take care of it? Because it was a beautiful ceremony. We had a great time. We said goodbye to Joe. But who the fuck took care of it? Now, you didn't even build the fucking GoFundMe page, but you want to open up your mouth. I don't care who you are. But at the end of the day, guys, shh, because they took care of it. Whatever it is, be grateful that it was a ceremony. It was a recognition. That is it. Yeah. Fuck the money.
That's what I say. We would rather have him here than that whole situation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? That's why it bothers me, because it doesn't matter, dude. I didn't do it. They didn't do it.
And we were even, that's why we were contemplating on everything. And even when we were doing the studio, this is like real. You know, she was afraid. Isabel was afraid to come out and do this because of certain situations. Mm-hmm. And then I started doubting myself. And then I said, you know what? Fuck them.
Yes.
Fuck them. What are they doing? I mean, exactly. I have to say it like that. What are they doing for
true,
his
though.
Memory?
That
you know
is
what
not
I'm
even, and not even, and it, and it's further than just for his memory. This is for children. This is this is literally to mold an entire community into something better. You know, that you're changing futures.
And even deeper than them, and you're going to a community that's been, especially because you're. I hope you're targeting this to Cholos.
Yeah.
I hope you really are.
Well, so,
because that's who needs it. It's fucked up, but that's who needs it. Kids that just love the culture but don't live the lifestyle.
So just to be specific, I mean, just to, like, clarify, like, me, I grew up in the hood, in the West Side. So me and the father of my kids, we were gang affiliated.
I could have told when she was like, we just need someone to come in and blast this.
I think I went to high school with him.
Like, I know, right? So, you know, I was gang affiliated, so was he. You know, I was not the best daughter at a certain age, you know. And I asked my mom for forgiveness, but at the same time, my mom had to work, and she was going to school, and she became a nurse. You know, she migrated too. We said we were going to get into that until I pass away.
Yes.
But, you know, I got to give her credit because she was doing all that. And then my dad, he was, you know, pintor, carpenter, lo que sea. But se iban de la mañanita. We always had someone taking us, but I wanted to be a gang member. You know what I'm saying? But we did live in the hood, so it was kind of like I had a lot of bullies. So to the way that I look at it is I lived in that situation.
A lot of the times when you grow up in that neighborhood, it either feels like, all right, you're either going to get bullied or bully somebody.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like, I mean, you know, who the fuck wants to get bullied?
Yeah, yeah. What is it? Yeah. You get God or you get somebody.
Sometimes you go get God, now, sometimes you
let's,
get...
Let's rewind.
But I would have loved.
Yes.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Now, let's rewind the cassette. Was your dad and mom present, right?
They were present, both of them.
But they worked both.
But they both worked, but they did provide a person who would pick us up in elementary and take us to the bus stop for us to catch the bus to go to school.
Yeah, I get all that. Now, how was your dad growing up?
He was an alcoholic.
Okay.
But he was still a good dad where the food was still done by the time that we got home from, you know, from school. And we always had clothes in our backs, you know. Mm-hmm. My mom, she was very hardworking too.
Why did you choose to be a chola?
Because not only being bullied, but because I loved it. I love the fucking lifestyle.
What did I tell you? You know? It's a lifestyle,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I loved it. I bought my first marker in 10th grade.
Just right.
And my
time.
Mom said, no vayas a escribir en las paredes. And the first thing that this one did was go to the restroom and paint it. And I got caught because a girl went and told the counselor or whoever, you know, and I got suspended. And
the classic Hispanic mom. En vez de arreglar las paredes, ¿por qué no te rees en el culo?
Yeah.
But you love the lifestyle.
Because I got bullied, and then after that, I didn't let myself.
What is the lifestyle? What is the chola lifestyle? Because we have a lot of people listening from all over the place. So.
Well, my lifestyle was I didn't give up. You know,
I'm sitting here smoking a blunt. I'm smoking a blunt. You can curse.
Oh, well, you know, please don't criticize me because of this, because I'm a changed woman.
Yeah, this is when you were younger.
I was younger. I just loved, you know, being able to just do whatever I wanted, fight, you know, I get down and not let myself, you know, people being scared of me. Because, you know, they weren't able to punk me either, you know. Yeah. And then not only that, but growing up, my siblings too, you know.
They were gangsters?
Yeah.
I think that, like, it depends on, like, the environment you were in. You kind of just had to, right? Like, you had to, like, fit in and you had to, like,
well, we had different neighborhoods too. So, like, with my dad, he would take us to the park. Yeah. And, you know, you had a neighborhood there that they knew him by.
Was your dad a gangster?
He wasn't, but they would call him El Karateka.
Down?
He was good at fighting.
El Karateka.
No, but I asked Joe El Cholo, why'd you become a cholo, bro? And why don't you change? He says, nah, bro, this is sexy, man. Girls like this.
Well, yeah, that's how I fell in love with my baby daddy, because he was fine.
Because he was a cholo?
Estaba peloncito, you know.
Take it off with this. Show her what she can get. Tell her what she can get, bro. Sure.
Look at the reveal. Check this out, man.
What's up, Cholo?
What's up,
Cholo? Cholo hipster.
He did this for this episode. You know that, right?
Oh, he shaved his head.
He shaved his head for this episode.
I did. Yeah. We were having a whole Cholo episode.
Yeah.
My Cortez didn't come in on time, but.
But you got the Vans. I used to wear Vans when I was a chola.
When you were a gangbanger.
With the bonbons.
I was going to get a neck tattoo, but the dude didn't fall through. So I was going to get one.
You know what? When I was young, I was going to get a big ass in my stomach and in my neck, too, because I was a tomboy.
Okay. Yeah. What happened?
I changed in high school. Okay, so when I got kicked out of LA District, I went to East LA, and East LA changed me into a little bit more, little by little, as a girlie. And then the party scene, I became, instead of a gang member, I started doing the party scene, you know, the party
crews.
Oh,
yeah, that got me too.
Yeah. And then after that, you know, I ended up graduating, and then I went to college, and I was going to be a teacher, and then I got pregnant, and then, yeah. But I graduated.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I only needed 1 year left to get my teaching credentials. So, but I don't want to be a teacher no more.
No.
We're going to teach music now. Technically,
you're an entrepreneur. Yeah.
Entrepreneur.
That's you, everything. And people that are entrepreneurs, people are like, what do you do? I make money, bro.
Yeah.
I make fucking money. No matter.
My kids changed me. To be honest, if they wouldn't have been born, I probably would have been bawling, but the wrong way.
Oh,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I feel you.
Yeah.
It happens.
We got a segment here called Crack at 10. So we know what's up.
But either way, I mean. Yeah.
But I think if we would have.
There you go. There you go. Put it up there.
I think if there would have been more programs, I don't think I would have gotten myself into so many messes as myself, you know. So let me explain to you another reason why the foundation means a lot to me and to Isabel. I mean, I know that Isabel growing up, there was not that many things that kids can do right there in the in the desert either, right?
You didn't have competitions like rock throwing or like sand counting or anything like that, or like sand counting. Wind blowing or anything like that, or leaf counting.
So no, about Victorville is just what, cruising around the streets, people on drugs, you know, like.
Are you a chola too? Were you a chola?
Are you a recovered chola?
Are you recovered chola?
I plead the fifth.
I wasn't that type of chola, yeah. But you know.
You had some affiliations.
You lived a lifestyle.
Yes, and then I love the chola look. So.
Joe was right. Yeah. It was sexy.
It was sexy.
It was sexy.
Wow. I'm already growing my hair.
Yeah, there you go. I'm thinking of cutting this off too soon. So
yeah, I think we're going to have three pelones just going like it. These ladies told us it's sexy.
It's sexy.
Well, is it because they don't have piojos? Is it what is it?
I don't know. It's just the look, the whole look.
Is it the baggy clothes? Is like it's mysterious. Well, like no, what's under there?
It was more 501s. It was always clean. Like they always made sure they were clean. The always creases. Had clean shoes. Yeah. Always, you know what
that
I mean? From top
true.
To bottom, they
you
made
know what?
Sure they smelled good.
Oh yeah,
like,
exactly. I was gonna say that.
Always hit you with that Hugo Boss.
Yeah, like just
that Davidoff. That Davidoff.
Yeah, the
I will say that. I will say that about cholos. They always got a. They iron all their clothes and they always smell pretty fresh.
Uh-huh.
All
even
the time.
Smell, I mean, even iron their boxers.
Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe had no legs and he still ironed his pants. Yeah. I was like, God damn, bro. You have no
he
legs.
He made sure he did the crease.
He said, bro,
everything.
That's the best crease I ever seen. It would invisible when you did this.
Yeah, this dude, Elias. He's in a wheelchair, freshest shoes, freshest pants. They're always creased up.
Well, they never use the shoes.
Oh, let's be real. I know he never uses them, but you know he still goes home every day and he just fucking brushes them off.
Yeah, with a toothbrush.
I love that guy, bro.
Yeah, even with me, I used to go home after school, get the toothbrush, scrub. I had the most whitest shoes ever. Like my
the Cortezes? Son,
those K-Swisses?
Yeah, what about
the K-Swisses?
No, I never had the K-Swiss, but I did have the Cortez. I had the white Vans. I had the Nikes. The
Chucks?
Uh-huh. Chucks. Yeah, always made sure.
Chucks with the fat laces?
Mm-hmm. All the time. Converse, got him. There you go. To this day, I tell my son, your shoes. Hey. Say it off.
And it's
oh, wow.
It's
become I feel bad now with my dirty van.
I can't even. I'm about to hide my chonclas.
Chonclas.
Wait a minute. You know what? That doesn't even matter because I'm pretty sure people were calling me raggedy because I was in chonclas for Joe's viewing. I was in chonclas the whole time running back and forth because I forgot to take them off.
No, but it's tiring, dude. You guys were hustling the whole time.
Yeah.
I sat back and relaxed and enjoyed the event, but you guys were running around. I was like, I'm not going to bother you guys. Let me just go.
But I was in chonclas, so we got to see the chonclas.
Chonclas?
What are those? Those are my chonclas.
I had a long day at work. I was on your shoes all day today, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm wearing the Tengo Callo shoes.
These
are
the.
Hey, I just want to say that chanclas and socks are a formal wear. If you ask me.
Is that formal?
I'm pulling up to the function with my slides and my fucking.
All right, guys. Socks. So we're gonna go back. We're gonna take off. Sorry, we're gonna wrap this up. But the event. Where is the event gonna happen?
Okay, so the event is gonna be at McGee's.
McGee's.
McGee's in Commerce at 5280 East Washington Boulevard. If you Google McGee's, you'll get the exact place.
McGee's Bar and Grill.
Yes, because if you Google the address that I just gave, you'll probably take it to another house for some reason. But it's going to be from 1 to 7.
Uh-huh.
It's free to come in. It's just donations, though. Like 10, 10 and up would be great. Yeah.
It's free to come in, but it's 10 to get out.
10 right. to get out,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, trust me.
We're going to be giving away tickets. We're going to be giving away little prizes.
When it comes to the dental office, they offered exam, x-rays, cleaning for a donation of $100, and you're able to get that at the
That's pretty cool.
You might need that.
Do you have to get it right then and there?
No. You get a coupon, right?
Yeah,
like a
coupon. You would go to our office or whatever, and then you would donate the $100.
And then you get a free cleanup.
Yes.
That's a good for that. I need to get my chompers checked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And then okay, they get there. What time? How is it? It's you're talking about 7 hours. So what happens in these 7 hours?
So in 7 hours, you already know people will show up late. Mm-hmm. So even if I started at 1 o'clock,
they'll be there at 3.
They'll be there at 3. So let's say from 3 and on, we're going to have comedians, yourself.
Mm-hmm. I will be there. Definitely will be there.
We have other comedians that are coming on board. We have Big Citric.
Yes, from the Lopez show.
Yes, from the Lopez show that he did us the honor to host as well.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then we have a really good friend of mine, Henry Lozano, that Henry, you know.
I love Henry.
Yes, we love Henry.
All right.
From the peace and love. Peace and love. Yeah. So we have Henry Lozano that's going to be coming and hosting as well. We have Victor. We have a few other comedians that I didn't know, but Joe knew. And
Stephanie some and new a bunch ones of other too. Ones.
Yeah, Stephanie from the Bad Girls Club.
Yeah, she's coming too.
We have Fabian, an actor. You know, we have Callie Baby coming through too. She's an actress. We have, Matt Legaspi. He's going to come and perform.
Okay.
And we have other performances too. So it's comedy and entertainment.
It's a whole day event. They can come in from 1 to 7, and then the party keeps going on from 9 to midnight.
Yes.
No, 9 to 2.
To 2 in the morning.
To 2 in the morning. Yeah. Wow, yeah. That's pretty good.
So come and donate stuff. Somebody said they were going to donate a keyboard. Whatever has to do with a music studio, with a photography studio, even podcast gear.
Cameras, yeah.
Everything, tables, whatever you want to give us is more than welcome. You know,
And I'll be there, and I'll see what I have in the studio that we can donate for you guys. There's stuff that we don't use, maybe microphones, something that I can go ahead and even wires, even XLR wires, USB wires. If you have for some reason in your house a bunch of wires that you don't use, like USB wires, bring them in.
Yeah, if you guys have laptops or computers or something that we can use, we have our friend BJ Blunt. Who's going to be helping us with the programming on certain things. If it's not upgraded, she's going to help us upgrade it so that we're able to utilize it for music or for the YouTubing or for the podcast.
BJ Blunt is an amazing rapper.
Yes, she is.
I mean, she is great.
Yeah, like,
her lyrics are just crazy. I fell in love with the first time. So if you haven't seen her, she's performing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, my little girl loved her. Yeah. And she's 5 years. Sorry, it's 5 years old. Yes, I have a tipsy cup. But she's 5 years old, and she's like, "Daddy, she's really good." For some reason, she was like, "She's really good." She wanted to go hug her and got a bracelet from her and everything. I was like, "Wow."
Yeah, and it is kid friendly, guys. So we are gonna have a popcorn machine, a cotton candy machine, a cone machine, and then we're gonna have churros. We're gonna have other good things. There's food right there that you guys can purchase. So invite everybody.
I'm gonna pull up.
That's
it.
Churros.
I'm pulling up.
Yes. Can we go?
Yeah. Everybody's invited. Everybody's welcome. Even the haters are welcome. Please come.
Yes.
If you hate me, it's okay. If you love Joel, come. If you hate someone else,
just be on your best behavior.
If you hate someone else, just come anyway.
Solamente.
Hey, Gumby, that means you can go, bro.
Everybody and their mama.
All right, guys. Well, we're leaving right now. Anything else you guys want to plug before we leave? The where they can get these tickets?
So you could get the tickets on Eventbrite, and they're free once again. And it does have a donation link. So once you press on it, you can put how much money you want to donate on eventbrite.com. And then also at the door, it'll be available raffle tickets. Oh, by Bobby D Presents, we're going to be giving away freestyle tickets for the festival with Lisa, Stevie B, with Trinier and everybody else that's coming for the freestyle. And then we're going to be giving away for the Tucanes also, which is called El Festival de Libertad. Yes.
Los Tucanes.
Yes, Los Tucanes and Ramon Ayala. What's his name? El Yaqui.
We'll take him.
Yeah. So we're going to be giving away a raffle on those tickets as well. And whatever anybody wants to give us so that we can raffle out, it's more than welcome to.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. Anything you want to plug before we leave? Anything you have this week?
I got a lot of shows coming up. Man, I got a one on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Just check me out on my Instagram, Joe Beltran X, and then you'll find everything there.
You, sir?
Same thing. ErnestoLedesma.comedy on Instagram for all the flyers, all the, you know, next shows and all that. And I'm out of merch, so stop bugging me right now in the DMs. But I'm going to re-up, and then you guys can Merch up. You guys can get buy all that stuff again, man. ErnestoLedesma.comedy. Also buy the Joel Cholo merch.
Yeah. Yes. Sweater, t-shirt.
So that day we are going to have shirts, sweaters, t-shirts.
Can I order an extra
shot
large?
Shot glasses. Yes. Yeah, and you guys, with every donation, you said we were going to give them the jail kits.
The jail kits. If you never had a jail kit, go to my Twitter account. I will reveal the jail kit that Joel Cholo would prepare. I have one. I haven't opened it, and I don't want to fuck with it. It's my memory box. But I will go and open one of yours. It has it has your everything that you need for jail, bro. Everything in there. So, guys, if you want to see me this Saturday night, I will be here at that event in McGee's in the city of Commerce. Please bring your donations. Bring some money. Let's have a good time, guys. Yeah. I will be there this Saturday.
And come without eating because there's lots of food and, you know, drinks there.
Food vendors and stuff like that?
No, it's the facility, but they're going to be contributing a percentage.
Oh, then you guys better bring some money. Awesome. Bring some money.
Bring some cash.
Donate some money, okay, man.
All right, guys. So thank you very much. This is American Illegals. Blanca, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Guys,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.